You are listening to the official Hitchdives in Cape Town podcast, episode 30.
That's how old we aren't.
Yay, we're still in our 20s. That makes us feel much better about all of our horrible decisions.
Tissy, come, don't bridge in.
Okay, I'm not pretending. Hey guys, what's up?
Hey. So, it's been a while since our last podcast.
I think we took a week off again. Again, for reasons of sadness.
Usually in like podcast stuff in the internet, people like to talk about how awesome they are and how perfect everything is. But that's not really the case. So, this is just how stuff is, I guess.
How stuff is. We really miss America.
Miss America.
We miss our families. We miss our friends. We are tired of being here and feeling away from home.
Yeah.
Cape Town doesn't feel like home.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be here this long. It's hard to be anywhere for this long without it feeling like home.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's gotten easier being here. Like, we're definitely both more comfortable here. But it's just harder. In addition, I haven't really talked about science at all. And at some point, I will do a science podcast. And this is going to be for Eric Duvall, one of my bio
buddies. One of our regular listeners, Eric, has requested that we do an all-science episode. And we actually talked about doing that last week. But Colin was so frustrated with work, he was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and so, Eric, this is basically... the biggest issue right now is just I am incredibly frustrated with work, and it's really hard when you're frustrated with work and you move to another hemisphere, and you don't really feel like you're not doing what you, or I'm not doing what, I set out to do. And I definitely will talk about the stuff that I want to do, and, I think I have some cool ideas, but there's been, to make a very, very long story short, I'm having difficulty getting some human samples that I really want. And I've been trying to get them. The samples are lung tissue from people with tuberculosis and HIV.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah.
I was talking with one of my friends from back home, and I was like, Colin's just so frustrated because he can't get the human tissue he wants. And it was like, wow, Colin really sounds like a vampire right now.
Yeah. And so, whenever you're dealing with humans, and especially human lung tissue, you have to go through a lot of people, and it's just been incredibly frustrating because, you know, we've been here, 7 months?
Yeah.
8 months? 7 months? So basically, as soon as I got here, we've been here a while. Yeah, as soon as I got here, I started really trying to get these tissues and stuff, and I met with more than a dozen people, and everyone seems interested, but then I just keep hitting these roadblocks and stuff. It's just been really frustrating. It's really hard, you know, when you're like, I don't know how many people are out there that have gotten their dream job, but this is definitely, or what I thought was my dream job, and it's been incredibly frustrating and stuff, and disheartening. So,
and then, I mean, there's also the issue for us of, like, you know, we've sacrificed so much to be here, and I would enumerate the things that we've sacrificed, but I don't want to start sobbing into the microphone. So it's like, we really want this to be worth it. We want it to mean something. And so that...
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if I would quit today, then I would have zero to show for it.
Right, exactly. So that makes us not want to give up, which is probably a good thing. And maybe in 18 months, when it's time to go home, we will feel vindicated that we stuck through this really hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe. Hopefully. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, whatever. I mean, like, I'm really glad, you know, we're trying this. You know, I'll never question whether I should have come here or not. Like, it's either, you know, we hate it, and we continue to hate it for a few more months, and then we say, fuck it, and we leave. Or things slowly start to get better, and then we can both show something for it. You know? Like, if we're both not showing anything while we're here, then that's just going to be, it's going to be too hard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, so, like, because of all that stuff's going on, and it's just, it's difficult to put on your happy face or happy voice on a podcast and stuff. But we're just, like, Robin and I were just like, fuck it, let's just be honest. This is what's going on. But we have been doing some fun things.
Let's talk about some of the good stuff that's been going on. Okay. We are trying to make the best of it.
Yeah. Okay, so
We just got back from something really fun.
Yeah, so in South Africa there's this new movie. It's pretty awesome. it's a newcomer, Keanu Reeves. And this guy who's kind of famous.
You might know him from some of his dance movies. His name is Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they're going to have real long, awesome careers ahead of them.
This is too sad.
No. Does come on. Anyway.
Patrick Swayze, rest in peace.
Yeah. He's awesome. Come on. All right. So anyway, so we're making jokes about Point Break because, why don't you just tell him? Paint him a picture. With your words.
Okay, Point Break is one of my favorite movies of all time. I am perfectly willing to admit that, even though I know it's not a very good movie. I just love it.
It's an awesome movie. What are you talking about?
I just love it. I love that movie. I love everything that any of the surfers say.
I caught a tube.
I caught my first tube this morning, sir. I love that movie. And Colin saw that one of the bars on Long Street, which is like two blocks away from our house and is where all the bars are, has, in the summertime, they have Monday night movies on their rooftop. And he saw a couple weeks ago that their movie today was going to be Point Break. And I was like,
Like months ago.
Yeah, I remember him being like, they're going to play Point Break sometime in January. And I was like, get us tickets. Colin messaged me today like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. They're sold out of tickets.
Oh, okay. Because while I was on the crapper, I was like, I remembered the Point Break thing. And I was like, shit, it's in January. And we're already more than halfway through January.
Yeah.
So I emailed this person. Emailed the reservation person. Then I get this email back. It said that they can't, or that it was all sold out. And so then I pulled the Vicky Dietrich maneuver, and I emailed them back. And I'm getting pretty good at the schmoozing. And so essentially, I got us tickets.
Yes.
Because I'm a badass.
Yeah, he did.
And so
he's the best husband ever.
Yes.
You're the best husband ever because you got me tickets to see a 25-year-old movie.
That's true.
No, but really, that sounds sarcastic, but I was so disappointed that we couldn't go to the movie, and so when he told me he got tickets, I was thrilled.
Yeah, because I emailed Robin, and I was like, bad news, I couldn't get tickets. But I was like, let me see what I can do. Robin's like, what, are you going to bribe them? I was like, I'm not going to bribe them.
Didn't bribe them. He just asked nicely.
I was like, I'm going to offer them more money.
That's a bribe.
I know.
But they didn't. We paid normal amount.
But I also, the way I think I got it was I said it was my wife's favorite movie and really sorry. Although we're so irresponsible for wanting to say, please, have some pity on us. So anyway, I painted that picture.
For the record, Point Break is not my favorite movie.
Well, no, but it's good when you need, stuff. It helps to.
But Point Break is a great movie.
Tune, I had to humanize you a little bit. That's why I like, Hostages. Yeah.
Anyway, Point Break's great. So we saw that. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So essentially, yes, on top of this hotel.
It's the rooftop of a hotel, and it's surrounded by trailers. And you can rent the trailers when they show the movie.
For like $750.
Yeah, for like $100 US. But we just went to the movie. And, there's a bar up there. And it's cool. And they provide blankets.
For 60 rand.
And then they give you popcorn and candy.
You get a bag of popcorn. And then you get a little bag of candy. And it has like one sour gummy.
Yeah.
One
Tootsie Roll.
One licorice thing. It has these like eight different candies.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it was a good movie, and it was fun. It was fun listening to people talk about it and be surprised.
Oh, that was the other thing, is that the people who were sitting near us, they had never seen the movie before, and they were like, wow, this movie's so 80s, which was so cute.
It was adorable.
Yeah. So what else have we done recently?
Oh, and so we also, we decided that we should, go to, like, a few wineries.
Oh, we had dinner one night with our friends Rachel and Jeff, and they were showing us their wine collection, which was, like, 60 bottles of wine or something.
Yeah, they had fun.
They
yeah.
had so much wine, and we, right after that, we were like, we really should be going out to wineries more. So, yeah.
They're it's just a fun experience. You go, you test the wine. You don't have to drink a lot. But we went to one, Anura. Is that how you pronounce it?
Anura.
A-N-U-R-A. We went there and they had a cheese tasting and a wine tasting.
Yeah, part of the reason that we decided to go there was that the last winery we had gone to, as much as we liked the wine, it was hard for Colin to taste it because there was nothing to cleanse his palate.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, I try not to be a wine snob.
No, you do.
But when you're...
I still think we should do an episode where we do a wine tasting.
That's a good idea.
And be as obnoxious as possible.
But we should. When you're testing wine, if you just, like, drink one wine after another...
It just all starts to taste like
wine.
Yeah,
yeah. And so, like, yeah. It wasn't good. So we went to this one place, Anyway, so
we ended up buying wine and cheese... But then we left the cheese in the wine box. And
so
then
it got bad.
The next day I was like, something stinks over here.
Yeah.
And I realized it was melted, almost rotted cheese.
Yeah.
So that sucked. We still have the wine though, so yay.
Yeah.
And then after that...
yeah, and so then we went to one more winery.
We basically went to the next winery down the road. And
it was by far the best winery... wine farm we've been to here. I mean, I think it was better than any other, like, in a different ballpark.
I agree. And
called Noble Hill.
But an important note about this, and we really, I really, really honestly think this was the best wine farm we've been to, but we have to say it's American owned.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, like, when we went there, we sat down, you know, at the bar. And we started talking to the server or the bartender or whatever. And he starts talking to us. And then
he pours the first wine. He goes through the spiel for the first wine. And as soon as he finishes, I'm like, are you American? And he's like, yes, are you? And I was like, yes, hi. And it turns out that he grew up in Africa. He went to college in America at Harvard. But his, you know, his family, they were in the wine business in California. And they decided to move out to... Africa, but
well,
anyway.
So anyways, yeah, so it's American-owned winery, and this is the first time I've ever been to a wine tasting where, like, every wine was, at the very least, good.
I liked every wine we tasted, and then another thing about that winery is that you taste every wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Most wineries, they're like, here's our list of wines, and choose five or six. This was like... have one of each of our wines.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of them were good.
Yeah, the first...
And then I was so excited because you taste every wine, we tasted the rosé.
Oh my God,
Colin
yeah.
is such a snob about rosé, because wine snobs are usually snobs about rosé. But I was like, you're going to have to taste a rosé. And it turns out that it was a delicious rosé.
Yeah, it wasn't like sweet. It was just
it's a,
all
it was
the
a phenomenal rosé. So we ended up buying a couple bottles of it.
Yeah. And the first, what was so cool though, like the first wine that we tried, what was that white wine?
It was the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, the first wine. And he's like, you'll definitely notice like notes of like grass and all this other stuff. And it totally tasted like summertime.
Yeah.
So it was just so good.
It's like that wine totally tastes like sitting on a porch.
Yeah.
It's such, we bought several bottles of that too. So we ended up buying like probably a whole case of wine there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We bought a case because they gave us a free bottle for buying a case. And then we had lunch to sober up after the tasting, and they had American inspired cuisine. It was like Mexican fusion. The food was good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that was good. Yeah, so that was fun.
So that was fun. What else have we done recently? We've been enjoying the warm weather a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We've been like, we swam a little bit.
We've been swimming a little bit more.
Yeah.
We have a pool in our building. And now that the holiday season is over, there are fewer what we like to call jabronis.
Yeah, that's true.
Jabronis equals, like, basically, they could all be characters on the Jersey Shore, but they happen to be vacationing in Cape Town. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I used more brush.
Oh my god, I didn't tell you that today when I was on the bike, somebody was sunbathing topless on the pool deck. A woman.
Hot?
No, she, I mean, well, not on hot, but you wouldn't have enjoyed looking at it. Like, she was a perfectly fine-looking woman, but she was at least in her 40s.
What was she, hot, 40?
She's probably about as attractive as I will be in my 40s.
So super, super hot.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, yeah, so we've been enjoying our pool. Colin's been running outside a little bit more. He's training again for a marathon. Hopefully this one he will not get sick or injured and will be able to actually do.
Yeah. It's actually the Two Oceans. It's an ultra, so it's...
It's Colin's first 32, ultra.
32 miles, and I'm trying to condense 8 months of training. No, 6 months of training into...
3 months.
3 months.
They call it Two Oceans because you run from the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so it's really nice to actually go out and run outside here again. And so that's good. And also, I'm, like, feeling better. This is at least something positive and something I know I can do.
Yeah.
Like, training, you know, like, training-wise. Like I can choose to get up in the morning and run, or I can choose to run after work. You know, whether work's shitty or not, you know.
Okay. Before we wrap up, I want to say two shout-outs. One is to Evie. Evie listens to our podcast every week, and we've been giving shout-outs to other people who always listen to our podcast, who we know in real life, and we don't know Evie in real life. So she deserves an extra special double thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, Evie.
And thanks for listening, Dati, obviously.
Yeah, duh. Totally. Also, oh, you had two shout-outs.
And my second shout-out is that this weekend... Five of my good friends and colleagues are opening a new comedy theater in Pittsburgh called the Arcade Theater. I don't think they're going to have performances this weekend, but it will be open for gallery crawl on January 25th. So if you live in Pittsburgh, go downtown for the gallery crawl and check out the Arcade Theater. And it should be opening next month with performances, and it's going to be awesome. So
yeah,
yay Team Arcade.
So if you want to laugh. And so it... Some of Robin's friends that did...
Frankly Scarlet.
Yeah, Frankly Scarlet.
My friend Abby, who's one of the founding members with me of Frankly Scarlet, and my friend Christy, who has performed with Frankly Scarlet pretty much every time we've ever performed, and my friends Mike, Randy, and Jethro, all opening this awesome theater.
Yeah.
Really so excited cool. about that.
It's in downtown Pittsburgh,
yeah.
So...
Wish I were there to see it.
Yeah, so it'll be really cool. Game for the Arcade, boys!
So thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully next week we'll be back with happier tidings.
Yeah, totally. Okay, and hold on to your guns, because Obama's coming.
Tune.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, 30 minutes. That's pretty good.
Spoiler alert, Life of Pi is going to win the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects.
And if it doesn't...
I'm going to punch someone.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch someone so hard, it will be in three dimensions.
You can say, you can punch them into two dimensions.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
Much better joke.
Yeah.
We just workshopped that. Okay. And if it doesn't, I'm going to punch someone so hard, they'll be in two dimensions. How's my delivery there?